We sat in the living room of the Foscari's apartment in Palazzo Babbo. The white walls were decorated with a chaste 18th-century pastel stucco trim, a minimalist treatment compared to the riot of Baroque embellishment in the Curtis's old salone one floor above. Large windows looked out onto the Grand Canal, portrait of Foscari's ancestors, a Venetian admiral and a pope, stared down at us from the walls. The portrait of the 15th-century Doge Francesco Foscari, who was immortalized in the Byron play and the Verdi opera, The Two Foscari, was hanging in the Corrère Museum in St. Mark's Square. A French group asked me to participate in a bid to rebuild the Fenice, said Foscari, and then a Spanish group, but I hesitated. Finally, l'Avvocato Agnelli began reassembling the Palazzo Grazzi team. It was almost inevitable that he would. Having restored Palazzo Grazzi, he could not not compete for the contract to rebuild the Fenice. And, being Agnelli, he could not fail to win. And if he won, he would be able to guarantee absolutely, as no one else could, that the job would be completed on schedule and at the cost he promised. He called me and said, "You are with us." And at that point, I had to become very pragmatic. It seemed like a secure situation, more so than the others, so I accepted. Foscari was under no illusion that his architectural contribution could be much more than seeing to the details in making a new version of the original theater. His real value to Impregilo would be his familiarity with Venice's complicated building procedures and his experience in dealing with the local bureaucracy. Theoretically, he said, all the designs submitted should be essentially the same. It's really just a competition between construction companies, or at least it should be. But, and this is very Italian, it has become a competition among architects with endless debates about their relative gifts. Has Agnelli made an offer Venice won't be able to refuse? I asked. It will be a good deal for Venice if Venice chooses it, he said. L'Avvocato certainly won't make any money from it. In fact, he could well lose money, but he'd be doing it as a matter of pride and prestige, not for the profit. Furthermore, when you build in Venice, any anticipated profits could disappear because the most unexpected events can cause very expensive delays. Like what? I asked. Well, for example, when you're digging a foundation, you might uncover an architectural relic of historic value. That happened just recently at our restoration of the Malibran Theater. Foscari's eyes brightened. This was apparently a delay he relished. Do you know what lies beneath the Malibran? Marco Polo's house. It was built in the 13th century. We knew this before we started, of course, and when we dug down, we found it exactly where the document said it would be. We came to the ground floor of the house, 2 meters below the level of the ground today. That was exciting. But there was more to come, because we kept digging. Soon, we came to an 11th century floor, and below that, an 8th century floor, and farther down, finally, a 6th century floor. This floor was laid at the time of the invasion of the Lombards, and it represents the original foundations of Venice itself. We have very little knowledge of that period in Venetian history. The written record goes back only as far as the 8th century. Seeing those floors was an intensely emotional experience for me. It was dramatic evidence that the water level has been rising, and Venice sinking, for 1,500 years, and that the Venetians have been dealing with this problem the same way for all that time, by raising the level of the city. We're still doing it today. You can see workmen all over the city tearing up the paving stones along the canals and relaying them 7 centimeters higher. This will reduce the number of floods for 30 years or so, but we can't keep doing that forever. Excavating Marco Polo's house and all those floors below it was considered a big problem because it caused a delay in restoring the Malibran. It took us 5 months, 5 very interesting months. Meanwhile, all the Venetians were saying, "Oh, but you're 5 months late. It's always like this. No one can ever get anything done on time in Venice." And I said, "I'm sorry. It's very rare that you have the opportunity to do excavations of this sort. It's important." "What's under the Fenice?" I asked. "I found a map of the site drawn before the Fenice was built, so we know where the previous structures were. Fortunately, there's nothing as important as Marco Polo's house."